Hello, everybody. Welcome to the B-17 Bomber Show. As you can see from our new graphic that comes up on your screen, we've updated and we're always improving here at the Braveheart Nation Network. And today we're also live streaming.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to.
You're also live streaming on Facebook. And we're live streaming for the first time on an amazing streaming platform that has a lot of amazing hosts, and I'm just honored to be on it. 11:30 Pacific time, 2:30 Eastern time on Faith and Freedom TV, and so we're excited to announce that today. And so we're growing our platform with the Doc of Detox, the BHN app. We're on Parler, Rumble, X and Facebook, and we're only growing week by week. It's really cool and fun for me to recap what I've done in the past week, because I tell people often that more happens in the Maha movement or the health and freedom movement in a week now than it used to happen in months or even years. And so, and sometimes I miss things because an announcement comes out in the morning and I'm on a podcast, and so I miss it. So this update is really fun. So we got some really cool updates for you today, whatever platform you're watching on. Make sure you also ask your questions, or you share this with other friends, because we all have friends that need to get this information and they never, you know, really believe it unless they're hearing it from somebody they consider an authority. Now, I'm not putting on my white coat. I got my black coat, because I'm not a doctor. I don't play one here on Braveheart Nation, but I am very much of a student, a historian, and a documentarian of the history of vitamin B17 in the prevention and the let's not call it treatment, the prevention and helping someone get into remission for that horrible disease we all know it as the C word. And sometimes we write it with a dollar sign for the S. So you know what I'm talking about. And the word's going to be said today, but we're trying not to automatically allow them to censor us just by us saying the word. So this past week was packed with travel, family, strategy sessions, and a marathon lineup of podcasts and interviews. And so Monday, we basically is our day for strategic planning for the upcoming podcasts and vision casting. I talked with my good friend, Ken Taylor, and my good friend, my longtime pastor friend, Robert Gelt, about all sorts of amazing things with Operation World Without Cancer that we're working together on, getting the word out there, getting me on new podcasts, and helping open new metabolic treatment clinics across the United States and really in Mexico and eventually across the world, because it's just happening so amazing. And so Tuesday was my podcast marathon. I started out by being on my young son. The next generation is over here laughing at YouTube videos right now. He doesn't realize that I'm on a live show. So he's doing great over there. But if anybody heard that, it wasn't me laughing at myself. So I was on with Sean from SGT Reports, and we always have a lively conversation. We talked a little bit about Charlie Kirk and all that's going on with that. You know, for those of you that don't remember, I'm out here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area a lot of the time. And so I'm involved in the Charlie Kirk saga, as best I can say it, you know, on a day-to-day basis. You know, friends are constantly saying, "What did you hear about this? Did you hear about that?" And we're not gonna get too much into that, but we'll be mentioning, you know, Turning Point, because of their event coming up in December. We're, you know, trying to help with getting media representatives and trying to get a decent price. Turning Point, don't jack our price up too much on our booths, because you got to make it difficult on us little guys. But we are still working on being a display at the Turning Point event here in December. So if nothing else, we'll be there to do interviews and things like that. But that SGT report, you can go there to find SGT report, my good friend Sean, the direct way. He's on all sorts of platforms. But you can go to www.sgtreport.com and find all sorts of updated information. Then we were on America's Front Lines with Denny Gillum, and we had a great conversation with Denny. He can be found on frontlinesoffreedom.com. He's been in this business for a long time. When I say this business, he originally started out doing law and stories that you didn't hear about, where people were being railroaded and things like that. And then he's kind of moved into the health freedom world and all sorts of freedom. So he's kind of changed his branding to frontlinesoffreedom.com. And so then we were on with my good friend. Regularly, I go on once a month with Mike Dakic. And his show is found at itnshow.com. And we had a lively conversation as well, as we always do. Mike is an incredible interviewer. I consider him a friend. And if you want to watch his show, you can see it on our Rumble channel as well. But he is also at his own website, which I like to let people know about, just so you can see, you know, how do I like what this person has to say. And I consider Mike a friend, a truth teller, and he has a network as well. And that's on itnshow.com. And then we wrapped up with Behind Enemy Lines with what was supposed to be Terry Newsom and Mike Lauber. They are based in Chicago, and a lot of you that know my story know a lot of the Laetrile story started kind of in the 70s with Dr. Harold Manner, who was the head of biology, a PhD head of biology at Loyola University. And he was training doctors in the Chicago area about metabolic therapy, including Laetrile, and having tremendous success with breast cancer. So Terry and Mike are based there, but Terry was out in the Antifa, you know, mess that's happening in Chicago right now. And so he got sprayed in the face with pepper spray. So he was unable to make the show, but Mike and I had a great conversation, very lively conversation. And Mike, I would say, might've been the first time he's ever heard about B17, but he is he's really a true researcher. So I'm excited about Mike coming on board. He also has a network. And he he suggested that I could come on more of the shows on his network. But you can find that show on rumble.com/C/BehindEnemyLinesUSA/video. So I'm going to, that since that's a longer one and that's a whole nother network that we may be simulcasting on in the future, I'm going to put that into the comment section here on Facebook. Let's see. I'm gonna do that. And there you go. There's Mike's podcast with Terry. So next time he wanted to reschedule me and said we'll come back on next time with Terry. And I'm sure Terry will have resolved his whole pepper spray and have a fun story to talk about. So Wednesday, we got on with one of my favorites. You know, everybody's my favorite, but Ivory Hecker, who is just a beautiful person inside and out, who does a lot of posting and chopping up of our interviews and putting it on social media. Some of her social media podcasts have gone very viral. But Ivory Hecker was an ex-Fox News reporter, and she basically quit live on air and said because she was being censored every which way. So that comes with a lot of risk, but Ivory is rebuilding her own network on rumble.com/user and then Ivory Hecker. It's not Heckler, like I tend to say sometimes when I'm not thinking. It's Ivory Hecker, and you can find her. And you'll see if you follow us on our Instagram and on our TikTok channels, you'll see some mashups of my interview with Ivory, and you see what a energetic, wonderful person she is. And she's just a truth teller. She wants the truth to get out there. And her grandparents actually had a great story about reversing their C word using apricot seed. So, and she also, when she started as a reporter, she learned about the Hunzas, who I've talked about many times, live to be in their hundreds. So Ivory is a natural to bring the story of apricot seeds and Laetrile to her her network. So Hillary, there we go. And then that's, I'm calling to my producer. Then we had, that was Ivory Heckler. And then we got to talk on our weekly meeting we have for an hour with the Gold Care team. Now, anybody that, it's something that the other doctors talk about is the Gold Care platform. It's a place where you can find an integrative doctor. We discussed a young man who in he is. Ah, goodness. I have 11 children, and my youngest is on fall break, and so he loves sticking his head in, and so that's great. I don't know if I want his face showing up on the screen, but he's like I said, he's a handful, but he's the next generation John Richardson. So we are on the Gold Care. We discuss this young man in another state that has been medically kidnapped. He has autism. And now that story is coming out. I don't know how much I can say about it, but a good attorney friend of mine talked to me about finding an integrative doctor because they kidnapped him and were forcing him to get chemotherapy and radiation with his leukemia. And so we talked about Gold Care, how they have a couple partners in that state, and that they can find an MD that deals with leukemia naturally and together with on a team. With an MD team, so the parents can have a choice. They want to go completely natural because all the things they were doing or they were being forced to do were not helping their autistic son. So that was a great conversation. Gold Care, always great to be on there with them. We talked to Dr. Dana. Hillary, can you help me find that what you had up here? It went away, so I can show that the brochure. Oh, there it is. That's crazy. So we have Dr. Dana is going to the event on November 8th as well. She'll be there with Gold Care. It's going to be the secrets in healthcare. And let me just show that real quick. I can share that on this platform right here. What's that? Let me share that more. Share. And this is the Secrets in Healthcare event that's going to be on November 8th, coming right up. If you can see it on the screen. And that is, you can go to Secrets in Healthcare, and that's going to be Brian Artis, myself, another doctor from Missouri who is healing people with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, at the rate he says of near 100% if people follow the diet and lifestyle changes that he recommends. So that's Secrets in Healthcare event on November 8th. All right, let's see. Okay, let's go back to this. And okay, so and then we were on with a local podcast for the first time I've ever been on with her. She's from here in the Arizona area, and she was lively, and it was a really fun time. And she is called Holy Hollywood with Christy Given. And she also had a relative that was suffering from the C word. And we talked about how they were going down the path of a normal oncology, but we're interested in hearing about the other side of the menu that we talk about. So that was the first time. And I'm sure for more, and she's going to be a local. I've invited her down to come see all of our documents and our books and our studies and things like that. So you can find a Holy Hollywood Show with Christy Given on Spotify. You can do a search for that. I have the link up here, but if anybody's interested in that link, you can feel free to ask for that. Then we were on with Patriot Strong with Courtney Allen. Also, you can find that show on rumble.com/Patriot Strong. Thursday was another blend of business and broadcast, and the morning included a radical remission Zoom. We talked with a radical remission coach who is part of the Annie Appleseed event in Florida. They invited me to speak at that event in Florida. I believe it's in February, and she is located in February. And so she helps people by showing them how they can radically put themselves into remission by making lifestyle and nutritional changes. So it was the half an hour went very fast, and we agreed to follow up and talk further about the Annie Appleseed Show and make further connections on that event that's happening in February. Then I finished with my two regular shows that I do, the Sons of Liberty Show, which you can find on Podchaser and podcast. And he's my good friend, Tim Brown, who always challenges me from a Christian Bible believing point of view. And we had a lively conversation about a lot of things. We always eat our 10 apricot seeds on the show. So that's one of the things that we do. We always talk about new things from the vault. And Tim is just a great father, a great man. He's a great truther. And so you can find him on Sons of Liberty on the podchaser.com app. And so that's it. One, do not miss. We are on regularly about once a month, or we are about once a month. And we talk about soup to nuts and always something new from the vault. And this time, I believe we talked about breast cancer, because we talked about how we've known since 1977 by Dr. Harold Manner and others that they found a complete remission of the breast C word in laboratory mice and then 15 human subjects by Dr. Harold Manner at Loyola University, who was the head of biology for 30 years there. And he announced it to the world. And he was helping other doctors do it at their clinics. And of course, he was asked to resign early in 1982 and had to spend the last 6 years of his life working at a clinic in Mexico with his name on it, but he didn't own it. So he was basically left penniless because he told the truth. And instead of having statues built for him, he lost his career because he told the truth, much like other doctors in the 70s and 80s do. Now that's, I'm not saying that's not still happening, but now because of the public is asking for their doctors to talk to them about root causes and other natural avenues besides just going with the pharmaceuticals and cut burn platform. Because the public is asking for that, that is why we're seeing a change. So I do want to share, I'll share it later, but keep in mind, Callie Means, who works for RFK Jr., put out a tweet this week that I think is pretty fascinating. So then I was on with Francine Fosdick on Upfront in the Prophetic. You can find her at her own website, upfrontintheprophetic.com. That's upfrontintheprophetic.com. And then we got into a deep Hidden Healings Uncensored episode, which is going to be airing right here on the Braveheart Nation and Faith and Freedom TV. When that comes out, we did it. We had a great in-depth conversation with Alice Goodall, and you'll be able to watch that episode right here on the Braveheart Nation network when it gets edited and put out. And she's got some amazing success stories from her Detroit clinic using IV B17 and enzymes and B15 and other natural remedies. She has an amazing story about a woman who had constant bleeding, and then after 1 3-gram IV Laetrile injection, her bleeding stopped, and she had almost like miraculous recovery, and continued on that treatment and is just doing fantastic. So today we wrapped the week off with filming doing some photos and doing some filming for our social media channels. And today I'm going on with a dear friend, Melissa Bill, who is, I'm seeing all over social media. It's kind of a business roundup with her, but she's dipping into the health and freedom world by having me on her show, and it's called businessroundupshow.com. So whether it's a high-level strategy meeting, family time, or dozens of interviews across alternative media landscape, this week was a showcase of the momentum, the connection, and the outreach of what we're doing here at both the Braveheart Nation Network and with Operation World Without Cancer, where you can find us with an updated site at owwc.org, where you will be able to look for doctors that use the Dr. Richardson protocol. You'll be able to look for studies on B17 and other natural healing solutions. And you'll be able to watch videos and other collected material that we used to host a lot of it on the rncstore.com site. And now we've updated the rncstore.com site and changed to owwc.org to find a lot of the studies and a lot of information. And so we are actively raising funds to continue that nonprofit. And so that's kind of the focus that I've been doing the last several weeks. Okay, so I do want to show you some upcoming events. The main one, let's see, that of course here will be found on the Braveheart Nation Network. Let's see if I can find it here. Okay, we're going to share this, and I'm going to show you. Let's see, there it is. Okay, so this is the big event we're building to next week, only 9 days away. I'll be visiting my good friend, Dr. Wolf. Let's see, make sure that and change that. Down there in Ixtapa, Mexico, with our buddies on the Braveheart Nation Network. You can sign up for this 7.5-hour event called The Fight for a World Without Cancer. It's a B17 and BHN-TV special world event with myself, Dr. Wolf, and 16 other amazing doctors, health practitioners, and survival stories. I don't even like the word thriving stories that'll be presented that day on the Braveheart Nation TV network. And we'll be simulcasting on Facebook, X, and other platforms that day. I'm not sure if we'll be on the Faith and Freedom TV network at that point. I do know this show is streaming right now for the first time ever on the Faith and Freedom TV. So that is an exciting event that's coming up. You can't miss it. It goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 hours of entertainment and information and life-changing stories that is going to be this next Sunday, October 19th, live from Ixtapa and Zihuatanejo, Mexico. Beautiful cities in Mexico from the Dr. Daryl Wolf compound. And so I'm looking forward as to combine a little R&R with having an amazing day for the Fight for a World Without Cancer, the show, the 7-hour show on Braveheart Nation. So let's go to the next event that we'll be going to is incoming. Let's go here and we can share this as well. This event that we'll be at, this is called the Healing for the Ages event. And that will be in Dallas, Texas. And that will be with Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. All of these are dear friends who are putting their careers and lives on the line to teach people about natural healing modalities for diseases that we're walking around with now. So that you can actually go in live person. I'll be there live in person, and we'll be launching the newest product we're combining with Dr. Ed Group's company, Global Healing, and it'll be available on the Braveheart Nation store as well. But it's the newest microsomal B17. I don't have an example of it, but you can find out about it by either doing the live stream or coming in person to see Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group, and Dr. Henry Ely and Dr. Jana Schmidt. And here's just a quick view of it. It's not on digital, but there it is, microsomal B17. And we can talk about the benefits of immune support, antioxidant and detox support, and cellular resilience and inflammatory balance available in a microsomal version. And it's also therefore going to be available through a wider array of stores out there that Global Healing is already in. And we'll make sure we also have this product on the Braveheart Nation store so that you can have it available when this event, when we launch it, this event on October 23rd through 25th. In Dallas, Texas, and if you want to get a ticket either in person or watch the live Zoom call, you can use the promo code RNC. That let's see, I want to share a tweet that was sent out by Callie Means. Those of you that have heard of Callie Means, every week on Wednesdays we do a Zoom call with the folks who run the Maha Media Action Group, with Tony Lyons as the CEO. And we always have Callie Means on there, and Russell Brand, and you know, Gary Brecka, and soon yours truly will be on there. It's grown from 500 people to start with that were invited, with the top influencers, to now there's over 5,000 influencers, and so they've opened it up to other, anybody that has a following at all. Well, not anybody that has a following at all. They've opened it up to people, and there's actually mainstream media on there now. So we're getting our digs into the mainstream media, and so we always know there's going to be something. They're going to take something out of context, but it's a really great time to hear what's really going on that you don't hear from the mainstream media. If you're still getting your truth from ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, or any of these hoax networks, you're still getting lied to constantly. So a lot of the time is spent about what's really going on and what really great things are happening. And so this week, Callie Means talked about you know, some of the amazing things that they're doing. But I want to share a tweet that he put out onto X. And here we go. Let's share this. And I want to read it to you so that you can understand the gravity of how amazing this is. I recently, Callie put this on X, I recently had a conversation with a friend who runs a clinic network of 1,000 or more MDs. She said the main conversation among doctors is frustration that patients are asking about the root cause and more natural cures for their conditions. Think about that. Their frustration is that people are asking for the root causes rather than having them take away their pain or cover up their symptoms and just keep them sick. People are wanting to do that. And so here's the key statement of this this tweet or X post or whatever it's called. She said this doctor who runs this clinic network of 1,000 plus MDs said that 0% of patients were asking these questions 5 years ago, and now 80% of those patients are asking this question. So what our good friend, Dr. Daryl Wolf is doing, what I'm doing, what the Healing for the Ages docs are doing, is getting this message out there, is working. So when you hear something negative from the top, I can now say, if you're hearing something negative from the top, the great news is that 80% of us are not accepting things that are being shoved down our throat any longer. We're not accepting the white coat mysticism just because someone's got a degree from a pharmaceutical company, from as far as pharmaceutical-based, backed, medical school, doesn't mean that we have to listen to them, that we can push back, and that 80% of us are doing that. And they're realizing that unless they change, that we're just going to look elsewhere for our medical advice. So I do want to repeat that they just opened Alice Walton. Let me take a little sip of my mushroom coffee with apricot seeds mixed in. That Alice Walton just opened the first medical school in the, basically in the world, that's going to be teaching 60 to 80% lifestyle and nutritional education. It's called the Alice Walton School of Medicine. And she just opened that in Bentonville, Arkansas. And here's some other good news, that I will be at the Alice Walton School of Medicine this next week in Bentonville, Arkansas, to tour the facility and check it out, and a whole bunch more exciting stuff that's going on there that I'm really not at liberty to discuss, but it's going to be a fun trip to Bentonville, Arkansas. And that happens next week. And also, it was announced by RFK Jr. and the whole MAHA side of the government, Health and Human Services, and all the rest, that our federal government has announced to medical schools that they will be pulling their funding if they don't start teaching natural metabolic lifestyle education to the doctors of the future. So whether they're Harvard University or Stanford University, it's now common knowledge that these major medical schools are supported primarily by funds that come from Big Pharma, and that even medical doctors that start at these schools, some of them are assigned reps from these pharmaceutical companies immediately upon starting medical school. Not after they've graduated and gotten their license, but when they're starting, and these reps are helping with books and food and social events. And that's continued. And now they're being told that they're going to be losing their funding at these major medical schools, the federal funding from the HHS and other government agencies, if they don't start putting in curriculum that covers natural, plant pl cheap, plentiful, easily available, and unpatentable solutions to diseases. In the past week, I talked to two separate MDs about two separate diseases, and one is type 2 diabetes, and a doctor that I'll be meeting with on the 8th of November who's speaking at the event in Missouri after being in the medical industrial complex for 35 years and then realizing during the COVID thing that he could no longer lie to his patients anymore. He'll be speaking at the event in Missouri. Again, to repeat that event is called Secrets in Healthcare. I showed you the brochure, I mean the flyer, for the, well, website for that, Secrets in Healthcare. He told me that he is getting nearly 100% rates of remission on type 2 diabetes with getting people off sugar, glucose, and changing their diet and lifestyle and exercise. He's getting nearly 100% results with type 2 diabetes, and told me that the drugs, that the diabetes drugs to the tune of $88 billion, he has absolute proof that these drugs are not only not helping people, they're actually harming them. And so he will be there. He's a doctor. They'll be there speaking at this Secrets in Healthcare event. Can't recall his name. Oh, there, let me, I do recall his name. I can tell you this is Dr. Steve Hewlett in Missouri. So if anybody hears this and they know someone that has type 2 diabetes, they may want to. He's not practicing with patients, but he is. He's got a book out there, and he's giving people advice, and he has a website where he's telling people about this. And so that's some incredible news. And then the second news I got was directly from an MD who's been using metabolic therapy, including B17 enzymes and B15, to have nearly a 100% success rate with anybody with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That was told to me to my face by a doctor, and I'm not going to quote them, tell their name right here, even though I'm not afraid to tell their name. I don't want to, I didn't ask permission to say that, so I'm just telling you that I was told, and I can back it up, that this doctor was having nearly 100% results with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma using metabolic therapy, including B17, amygdalin, pure amygdalin called Laetril, enzymes, and B15. And so, this kind of direct information, direct knowledge that I could pass on is invaluable. And the same doctor told me that for triple negative breast cancer, one of the most rapidly growing breast cancers, that the Laetril was extremely effective on the fast growing type of what you might call turbo cancer. And so, I had this direct knowledge that when a C word is metastasizing, that's when the amygdalin that comes in contact with that fast growing, that fast metastasizing C word has the most opportunity to kill it. That's when it's kind of unprotected, because once it develops the outer slimy coating that kind of hides from Laetril, unless you can get the proper amount of enzymes in your system that eats that outer coating, the trypsin, the chymotrypsin, that C word tumor can actually hide from the B17 because the C word is covered with a tumor. So that's when it becomes harder to affect. You have to do a more complete result than the proven science behind why amygdalin actually works for a C word that's floating around in your blood or in your body before it metastasizes. And I do want to go over that again, but I just want to say that this doctor told me that the more quickly moving, the more effective Laetrile seems to be in practice. And so he's having tremendous results with triple negative breast C. And so that, much like Harold Manner, who said that he had 100% results in the laboratory mice in either stopping completely these tumors or shrinking them completely, which was 89%, the other 11% with a over 50% regression. So he quoted 100% results in these laboratory mice. That is being seen as well by practitioners right now practicing in the United States and in Mexico with metabolic therapy, including B17 enzymes and B15, among other things. I'm not saying that's the silver bullet, but among other things like ozone treatment and proper diet, organic diet, going, you know, eating raw vegetables, getting off of protein. These are all part of the Richardson protocol or the protocol of other doctors. I don't mean to claim it like it's mine, but when we mention the Richardson protocol, we're trying to find doctors that are doing the complete protocol so that something is not being left out that my dad felt was important. So we are certifying clinics across in Tijuana, Mexico, and across the United States that are offering the Richardson protocol. And we're doing that through Gold Care and through The Body and through other organizations that we're working with so that we can help replace this crumbling medical industrial complex that is not seeing the results and still quotes less than 10% success rate keeping someone alive for more than 5 years. Whereas metabolic therapy, including these natural solutions, has a much higher quoted rate of survival past 5 years. And the quality of life is so much better. There's a local hospital, a local clinic here in Arizona that is literally advertising and quoting out loud to the public in advertising that their results are 35 times better with the C word than normal, what we would call, I don't even like to use the word normal, standard care at these multi-million dollar facilities. And this is a well-known facility, and I don't like to quote it because anyway, I don't want to go down that path, but there is actually many doctors that are having tremendous results out there. And so I like to bring those to you when I get the permission from these doctors to say their name and where they are and these are the results. I will happily do so, but behind the scenes, you know, I'm not going to say that to you unless these doctors off the record have told me that directly. So it's incredible. It's incredible news that we're getting, you know, that's going on. So this is the time of the show where I'm going to introduce an actual book that we found in the vault. Now, a lot of times when I show these books or this information, first off, I wanted to talk about Joe Horn. Let me do this first. Joe Horn, who wrote a book called Time Bomb, A Genocide of Deadly Processed Foods. He's a dear friend of mine. Joe, I forgot to say, is a publisher, a movie maker. He has a facility in North Carolina where he takes care of trafficked girls, teenage girls. And he's produced a book called, another book that he published called Overcoming Cancer by Lynette Hill, who used apricot seeds, black seed oil, and a soursop tea to bring herself back from the brink of death. That's a whole nother story. But Joe is going to be there on November 8th as well. And I'm going to get on November 10th the honor of being one of the first people to be on his podcast at his beautiful studio. I was hoping I could share that video that he sent me of his beautiful studio back there in Missouri or near Missouri. I think it's an hour and a half away from where the The show is the Secrets in Healthcare show that I'll be at in Missouri on November 8th. Joe will be there with a booth. He's got soursop tea. He's got other nutrients. And he also is going to start carrying apricot seeds and B17 in a joint venture with us. So Joe is a friend and a partner. And I just wanted to make sure I put that out there. I wanted to share, if I can, let's see. I wanted to share his, he's also the third rail that we're not allowed to always talk about is child trafficking and child trafficking issues. And so I'm going to, let's see if I can share this flyer here. I think I showed his book. Oh no, but my producer is going to help me. She leaves the room and I panic when she leaves the room. So, all right, here we go. I don't panic. I'm kidding. Just fumble around a little bit. So it's not great. It's not great TV when you're fumbling around. This is the book that we want to let people know about Joe Horn. And he's trying to get this to be at the top of the Amazon book listing so that so if he does that by November 18th, there's something amazing that happens. But it's called Innocence Shattered, Dismantling the Insidious War Against Our Children. And Joe, an amazing Christian human being, amazing human being, has come out with this book. And that's one of his things that he fights for as well is stopping the insidious war against our children. I wanted to mention that. And then I'll get into this book that I found in the vault. So that's Joe. You can meet Joe Horn at the event on November 8th in Missouri. And if you want further information about that, you can go to again where he's going to be. Secrets in Healthcare. And I shared that before. Let's stop this. Stop the share. I'm figuring this stuff out. One day I'll have a dedicated producer that flips around and makes sure that these are all seamless. But you know, I'm learning how to do this. So I'm going to go ahead and share this one more time, where you'll see Joe Horn and myself and Dr. Artis and that other doctor, Dr. Hewlett, that's helping people with the type 2 diabetes. And so let's go here and share this one more time. That is the event, Secrets in Healthcare. You can get tickets to that event. You can see us in person, and there'll be booths, and you can show your support and look good. And this is an event put on by Dr. Anton and, let's see, Dr. and by, goodness gracious, Billy Coppedge, thank you. Gosh, Billy, if you're watching, I'm ashamed that I misplaced your name. I get so many names, but Billy Coppedge and her good friend, Dr. Anton, I believe is her wonderful person as well. And so that's who's putting on that event. Okay, so let's go into this find from the vault. And this is a book called A Natural Cure for Cancer. And it's written by D. Ingebrigtsen. And these are some subjects that are mentioned in this book, and when they talk about apricot seeds and B17 in the book, they said, this person said I was told I had less than 6 months to live. Chemotherapy had failed me. I began eating apricot kernels every day, and within a few months my tumors began to shrink. Today, years later, I am cancer free. This other person said the doctors called it impossible, but I know what healed me: apricot seeds, diet changes, and prayer. That combination gave me my life back. Moving on to diet nutrition, it said, once I stopped eating sugar, meat, and processed foods and began juicing carrots and greens daily, my energy returned and the pain began to fade. Cancer had no place in my new body. So this is a person that didn't specifically mention apricot seeds, but when they were juicing vegetables, they were getting amygdala in those vegetables. It wasn't a miracle pill. It was a lifestyle. Fresh vegetables, organic food, clean water, that was my medicine. On faith and mindset in this book, the doctors fought my cancer, but I learned I had to stop feeding my fear. When I began to pray and let go of anger, my body followed with healing. Hope was as important as nutrition. Every day I told myself, I am healing. and I believe my body listened. On detox and cleansing, we're on the Doc of Detox platform, and so you know, anybody watching knows how important detox is. I committed to a full body cleanse, juicing, fasting, colon cleansing. I felt lighter, clearer, and my scans showed improvement the very next month. The first step in my healing was to get rid of toxins. The second was to fill myself with living foods. The third was faith. Together, they saved me. So it is amazing that these books, this is a book that was written in 2003, and so it has all sorts of healing modalities that different people have had their stories doing. And so a lot of what we find in the vault is not necessarily, you know, just talking about how B17 works. Obviously, that's always been my concentration, because B17 is the one they've most demonized, the one they've lied about the most, and the one that actually works the best to prevent in the beginning. Because if you have this amygdalin floating around in your blood system, and an active cancer cell produces beta-glucosidase, then it runs into the amygdalin, breaks it apart into two molecules of glucose, a molecule of cyanide and a molecule of benzaldehyde, then it actually kills that cancer cell before it can metastasize. This is not a theory again. This has been proven by thousands of doctors over thousands of cases and hundreds of actual studies, including the ones I mention a lot at Loyola University, at Sloan Kettering, at Houston Methodist, and other international hospitals that have done the studies that prove that amygdalin primarily stops pain, that it actually is a painkiller, but also stops the metastases of active C-words. It works the best at stopping actively growing C-word. So it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. If you have a tumor that is not growing, then you have to add in other modalities, including enzymes, vitamin B15, which is found in apricot seeds and in brown rice, and things like vitamin A, ozone, things like, you know, we've talked about other things that are out there like fenbendazole, membendazole, and all those things that are pharmaceuticals, but have shown that they kill parasites. Now, I'm not sitting here recommending those pharmaceuticals, but if those are out there, we should know about them for people that have a high amount of parasites. So anyway, this book didn't talk about those things. This book talked about, so what can we take away from this this book is that there is no silver bullet. It talks about how cancer is healed with shark cartilage, wheatgrass juice, macrobiotics, germanium, and other natural remedies. So if you're on a healing journey, you want to make sure you get as many of these natural things, because they don't have side effects. Now, many people go, "Oh, I've heard of all these other things." Well, if some of these have worked for people, somebody that is eating plenty of B17 but not getting results doesn't mean, "Oh, it's not effective." It means it doesn't work. Maybe there's something else you're lacking in your diet. Maybe it's vitamin A. Maybe it's niacin. Maybe so. Going to a health practitioner, integrative doctor out there that will help you figure out what else you're lacking in could be the solution to your C word, okay? So that's what this book, written in 2003. And I always like to remind people that during the late 1999, 2000, 2001, there was an active Food and Drug Administration attack on any doctors that were using natural treatments, all the way up until even as recently as 2017, they were still going after doctors using natural modalities if they claimed that they had any success against the C word. So I'm cautioning doctors to this day, even though we are seeing tremendous strides in even in the government rulings, we're seeing tremendous strides allowing doctors to offer natural remedies alongside chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or prior to doing chemo, radiation, surgery, to see if we can resolve people's diseases naturally first, and then if the person, there's been no effect, then move to these more, you know, I don't know, I hate to say tried and true, but more tested things that have not increased in the 60 years that I've been studying, the 50 years I've been studying, chemo, radiation, and surgery have not increased the survival rate more than it was 50 years ago. Matter of fact, in some cases, it's actually gotten worse. And some of these turbo C words are not being addressed at all by chemo, radiation, surgery, but they are being addressed by more holistic, natural diet changes. And again, I can name the Plantrition Project by Dr. Scott Stoll out of Tennessee, who I just got back from an event event in Palm Springs, where there was over 700 MDs. They're talking about plant nutrition as having an amazing, incredible result on healing people with these metabolic diseases. And these are MDs. And I was welcomed with open arms by not only Dr. Scott Stoll, by other doctors that were there, that had graduated from Yale, written multiple books, all because it's becoming more and more clear that plant nutrition and other natural things are having a tremendous effect on these metabolic deficiency diseases, of which RFK Jr. says 95% of the diseases that Americans are walking around with are chronic metabolic deficiency diseases. So when you're hearing that, it's not crackpot doctors that should lose their license. It's proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, with documented history and studies that are being done that prove this. The one problem with talking about health and nutrition, organic foods, is the double blind study theory. How do you do a study where you're feeding one group with organic foods and healthy foods to see how they react, while the other side still gets McDonald's, Taco Bell, fast food, and processed foods? I can't imagine. Would you volunteer for a study like that? So they have to find other ways besides double-blind placebo studies to test natural healing modalities in the treatment and remission of diseases that we're commonly right now using drugs, surgery, chemo, and other pharmaceutical and medical industrial complex solutions as the opposing side. So this book is not just about survival stories, but roadmaps for transformation. So I invite you as listeners to think about how nutrition, mindset, and natural practices can support your own health. And many of the things you're going to find on Doc of Detox that are so simple, the non-surgical method, and my friend Dr. Daryl Wolf has shown me the light that 95% of surgeries that are in the United States are probably not necessary. Wow, that's sacrilegious. I can't believe that you'd say that, but it's coming true on its own because as Callie Means said, 80% of the people are saying, I want to find the root cause. This last quarter, we had the lowest uptake of surgeries that we've had in the last 20 years. The lowest percentage of people choosing surgery over a less invasive natural first response, it's the highest in the last 20 years. And this is documented and happening right now. So it's an incredible time to be alive. So let's see if there's any questions. This is, by after all, called the B-17 Bomber Show, where we answer questions. So if you've got some questions, you're on Facebook. I see bhnapp.com. Thank you, Magdalena Arcos. Putting the app on there where you can find not only this show, you don't get censored. If I'm being censored on Facebook or X or TikTok or Instagram, we're never censored here on the bhnapp.com. And we're not censored on the rebroadcast of this. So it's really important to download the bhnapp.com. And that's where you can find all the wonderful things that the Doc of Detox is doing, including the Doc of Detox store, many products on there of which I use on a daily basis. And we have, of course, all of our natural apricot seeds, seed meal, the B17, the enzymes, and the B15 on the Doc of Detox store. Cheryl said, thank you for sharing. And Soraya did the muscles up with the heart. So thank you for all those comments. Remember to let people know that we're here on Friday afternoons. We're gonna just keep expanding our reach, even if it's one or two listeners or viewers at a time. Share it. Come on with your questions. Come on with your comments, and bring other friends on that can see that we're really doing this. We're pushing this out there more than ever, because we don't know if this is going to be, we're going to be able to do this for the next 5 or 10 years. We know that we're going to be able to talk these truths for the next year and a half to maybe 4 years. And if our government changes where we don't have this freedom and this transparency and this non-censoring, this may be the time to help save family members' lives, your own life, by becoming our best expert, getting this information and knowing where to go. So that's pretty much it for me today. I'm again happy to take a minute to see if there's any other questions. Let's see if there's something else I could share with you. We will be back again on Faith and Freedom TV, as well as the Braveheart Nation Network, doing this show called the B-17 Bomber Show, where it's intended for you to be able to ask, have questions and answers, and also to know what's upcoming this next week. Maybe I can let people know where I'll be in this next week. Let's see if I can find that anywhere over here. What's that? Yep, I'll pull up my calendar. See where I'm at next week. Here we are, impromptu, figuring it out as we go. Thank you so much to my amazing producer, Hillary, and Rafa back there in Ixtapa, where I'm going to come give you a big hug, Rafa. Oh my goodness, I forgot to mention. I cannot believe I forgot to mention that one of our major heroes, I got 3 minutes. I will be attending one of our heroes that we lost this last week, Frank Cousineau. And I just want to read this, what I sent out to our followers. I'll be going to his viewing, rosary, mass, and burial on Monday and Tuesday. And I mourn the passing of my dear friend and colleague, Frank Cousineau, who was the president of the Cancer Control Society. Frank's life was a living testimony to what it means to devote yourself fully to the cause of truth, compassion, and the fight for natural healing. Frank carried forward a mission that began over 50 years ago when the Cancer Control Society first set out to provide hope and knowledge through non-toxic nutritional approaches to disease prevention and healing. His journey into this work was deeply personal, born out of the heartbreak of his own mother's battle with cancer in the 1970s. That experience gave him the conviction that would define his life, that families deserve safe, natural, God-given options when facing life's hardest challenges. You know, the Cancer Control Society was started when my dad was first arrested in 1972 for treating his patients with metabolic therapy and Laetrile. And dad spoke at the very first Cancer Control Society. So he was a longtime friend of Frank Cousineau's as well. Through his leadership, the Cancer Control Society became not just an organization, but a lifeline for thousands. Frank championed the annual Cancer Control Society convention, which for decades brought together doctors, scientists, and patients from around the world. Frank's legacy is not his alone, is woven into the fabric of a movement. He gave his voice, his heart, and his years of effort to awaken people to hidden healings that the medical industrial complex worked so hard to silence. His loss is immense, but the seeds he planted continue to bear fruit. Here at RNC and the Braveheart Nation, through Operation World Without Cancer, we are committed to carrying forward the torch that Frank held high for so many years, the fight for medical freedom, the validation of natural answers, and the vision of a world without cancer. These were Frank's passions, and they remain ours. To Frank's family, loved ones, and to the entire Cancer Control Society committee or community, we extend our deepest sympathy and our deepest gratitude. Frank's friendship and his courage have left an indelible mark on my life and on this mission. God bless you. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. We pray for Frank's family, and we can't wait to see you and answer more questions this next Friday at 11:30 Pacific time and 2:30 Eastern time, right here on the Braveheart Nation Network and Faith and Freedom TV. God bless and have a great day.
Thank you.